You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Earlier last week, the White House announced that the U.S. will fall short of President Biden's goals to get 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated and 160 million people fully vaccinated by July 4th. But 70% of people 27 or older will be vaccinated by the holiday, and officials say the U.S. expects to hit those initial July 4th targets no later than mid-July. Two newer variants are gaining momentum in the U.S. Gamma, or P1, which was first detected in Brazil and Japan, and Delta, or B16172, which was first detected in India. Gamma is not dramatically more contagious, but some research has indicated that it is slightly more resistant to vaccines. Delta, meanwhile, is estimated to be 50 to 60% more contagious than the Alpha variant first detected in the UK, and is thought to cause more severe disease, though vaccines are still effective against it. Also, authorities in India declared a potentially more virulent version of the Delta strain as a variant of concern earlier last week. It's known as Delta Plus and carries a spike protein mutation. And after a long year plus inside, many vaccinated Americans are heading out into the world this summer. People are getting back on planes and taking vacations, but they're also moving more freely within their own cities and towns, especially with more options and the lower fares of buses and subways. As for international travel, other countries are changing their guidelines for visits to the U.S. Per CDC guidance, Americans who've been fully vaccinated can travel freely domestically or abroad, so long as they take other precautions like masking. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.